Well, that's echinacea, that one back there.
The rounded leaf.
But the rounded leaf.
For 12 years, Melinda Billings has tended to the plants, trees, and wildlife of East River Park on Manhattan's Lower East Side.
Salad, throw them on. They're just.
But they're so pretty.
They're very pretty, yeah. You don't really want to take them off.
As a head gardener for the Lower East Side Ecology Center, Billings knows every flower, every shrub, every fern that grows here, not to mention all the insects and birds.
We've got juncos, we've got red-tailed hawks, we have kestrels, we've got waxwings, we've got blue jays. I mean, that's just some of them we have.
But all of it could soon be uprooted to make way for the East Side Coastal Resiliency Project. It's a system designed to protect Manhattan from another major storm like Hurricane Sandy.
My name is Jamie Springer. I recently joined the New York City Department of Design and Construction as first deputy commissioner.
The city first planned to build a flood wall along FDR Drive, sparing East River Park from construction.
This is an update on some design changes that we announced to the project.
But in October, the Department of Design and Construction abruptly revised its plans.
You build the flood wall at the water's edge, and then you raise the park behind it.
The flood wall would now be built along the waterfront, and East River Park would be buried and rebuilt 8 feet up. Many Lower East Side residents say the new plan took them by surprise.
Well, look at all these gorgeous trees, they're going to be gone. And all these playgrounds that people use constantly, it'll be years before anybody will be able to use the park again.
Pat Arno worries that the construction would be too disruptive for the community.
We need some kind of a plan, but to cover up this entire park and start over is a terrible idea.
Marcella Duran says East River Park is one of the neighborhood's only retreats from city life.
I'm very concerned because we use this park so heavily, and there's not really an alternative to this park. I mean, I just love coming and watching the tides, seeing ducks, cormorants. It's just such a essential to this neighborhood, which is otherwise pretty heavily populated and urban.
But for longtime resident Ted Pender, the memory of Hurricane Sandy still looms large.
I was here for the flood, for the hurricane, and we were really inundated. Parking lot was completely flooded. All the cars were destroyed, basically.
Pender thinks the Lower East Side can't afford to wait for flood protection.
If I don't get shade for the next 30 years of my life, I could find it elsewhere. It's not a problem. The city needs to make plans, and that's really the bottom line.
Naomi Schiller is a professor of anthropology at Brooklyn College. She says the city needs to do more to involve local residents in the design process.
They claim that they're going to take all the notes and all the documents that have come out of previous community engagement meetings and incorporate them into the plan, but this is an entirely different project they're proposing, so that seems really unlikely.
Schiller says that destroying one ecosystem to protect another is counterproductive.
Is it going to be done in a holistic way, or is it going to be done in a way that actually probably spurs the acceleration of the very problem of climate change, that it's not responsibly done environmentally or socially?
Mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris. Yeah.
For Melinda Billings, a total rebuild of East River Park would mean years of work in vain.
We've been putting in native plants and habitat for wildlife down here for the last 12 years, and we're really starting to see hundreds of bird species coming back, and we have many caterpillars, insects, native bees, and things which would be destroyed if they do what they say they're going to do to this park.
As hurricane season grows more intense each year, the Lower East Side faces a difficult choice. From Manhattan, I'm Gaspar Ledem for the New York City News Service.